Hi, and welcome to the Louise Fitzgerald podcast. This week, I'm chatting about energy healing and fertility and women's health, because energy healing is definitely something that can support in that area. I'm going to chat about the different things that we can look at and the aspects that energy healing will work with. And so there's the side of someone obviously wanting to get pregnant, and energy healing can help with that. The other side of things is the spiritual journey that someone is going through in that transition of, do I even want kids? What if I can't have kids? So what does my life look like down each of those paths? And through the grief and loss that can occur when someone is trying to get pregnant, because unfortunately miscarriage is common. And this is something where it's one of the more difficult things that someone might ever face. And going through that grief process is something that spiritual coaching and support through that journey is really, really helpful with, as well as the energy healing aspect too, to help process those emotions and that energy. And then, you know, it's also that transition to becoming a parent. So someone that is either trying to get pregnant or they're pregnant already, and there is their own past with their own parents and what that can arise, and even their own beliefs about themselves moving into parenthood. So there's so much that energy healing and spiritual guidance or spiritual coaching can support with in what can be some of the biggest transitions of your life and some of the biggest hurdles and difficulties of your life. So I wanted to jump in and give some examples. And as I said, it's not just fertility, it's also women's health that energy healing can support with, because often these things are intertwined, but someone might just be wanting to improve their health situation. So, you know, I've recently spoke about endometriosis and some of the things that I've personally experienced, but obviously there's clients that have endometriosis as well, PCOS, adenomyosis, all of these kinds of complications that can come up in women's health. And there is absolutely an energetic side to them, just like there is for any physical ailment that people can experience. There's often something attached to it. So I want to chat about that a little bit as well. I'm just going to make sure I write that down so that I do. The first example that I wanted to give, well, actually, the first thing that I wanted to say is, and I will probably repeat this, is that if you are trying to get pregnant and you can't, it is not your fault. So I need to be really, really clear about that, because in this episode, I'm going to talk about things that we can look at and things that might arise. And then if you're faced with those, because they weren't, because the end result wasn't that you got pregnant, nothing was your fault. I need to be absolutely clear about that from the get-go. And I'm really, really clear when I'm working with clients on this, because it's something where energy healing, just like IVF, just like acupuncture, just like shifting your diet, none of it's a guarantee. And if anyone tells you that they can guarantee something, run, because it isn't, because we all have our own separate paths that we go on. And unfortunately for some, there is that difficult road of someone really, really wanting to get pregnant and it doesn't happen for them. And spiritually, I have seen this occur, and that person's life is still valuable. That person's path that they're going on is not the one that they thought it was going to be. But whenever I see someone either deciding whether or not they want to have kids, so should I become a parent or should I not, or whether they look at the path of I'm trying to and I don't know if I can, I never have seen a situation where I see that person having a miserable life because of it. So those two things I want to be super duper clear of, is that your life has absolute value, whether you choose to or whether you can't, and none of it is your fault. So today I'm talking about purely just like what can arise when we do energy healing in relation to fertility and women's health. And, you know, it's absolutely, yeah, everything that is within your power. But your spiritual path, sometimes there is a fated path that we don't have control over. And so certainly don't take on any of the blame. So that was what I just wanted to say straight up. So I wanted to give an example where when we're talking about how does the spiritual journey and the energy healing intertwine when someone is trying to have kids, like what can arise and how is it helpful? So I wanted to give an analogy of someone that is single and they want to meet someone. And I believe that there is a certain amount of self-work that is really, really helpful so that when the right partner comes along, this person is ready. They're ready for that relationship. They've done their self-work. But I think that there's a lot of rhetoric, I believe is the correct word, where you hear so much of like, you can't meet someone until you've done the work. Like there's a full stop there, meaning it gives the impression that until you're 100,000% ready, you shouldn't meet a partner. Now, I don't believe that's true. You're going to understand what I'm talking about in a second because I know you're like, this is a fertility thing. Why are we talking about dating? So bear with me for a second because perhaps you can relate to this idea of wanting to work on yourself and prepare yourself for a relationship. So you're healing the past and your relationship with your parents and their relationship. And, you know, you're working on building hobbies and having a full life and loving yourself and all of these things. Do you have to be 100% done before you meet someone? No. Do I think that then when you do meet someone, more stuff will come up? Absolutely. So I just wanted to kind of give that example because what we're then going to overlay is when you're trying to get pregnant, is there spiritual work you can be doing on yourself and energy healing that can occur before you get pregnant or before you give birth? Absolutely. This means that when you then become a parent, you are more ready than what you would be if you didn't do that work. Sometimes some of that work is kind of essential in order for you to become pregnant. But just like the dating example, can you end up getting pregnant and you're not like quote unquote done with that work? Yes. And it just means that that spiritual growth lesson that you could have processed before the baby was born will come up in some way, shape, or form after the baby is born. So to give the dating example again, let's say that you had a self-worth issue when you were single and you did all the work that you could, you know, you're trying to work on it, you know, or maybe you didn't work on it all that much. Does it mean that until that work is done, you're going to not be able to meet someone? No. It just means that then when you're in partnership with this person, that your spiritual path that you're on and your spiritual blueprint and what your soul is here to learn will just bring that lesson up in the relationship in a way that, let's say, whoever you're partnered with, they're chatting to their friends, not their friends, they're chatting to someone at work and it makes you anxious and it brings up self-worth stuff for you. Now, if you had process that healing, let's say before you got with this person, maybe that situation never would have occurred. So I hope that kind of makes sense. I obviously do this work with people where I'm seeing like the soul blueprint and the spiritual journey that they go on and what the soul is here to learn. And these lessons will come into your life some way or another. And when we can take ownership of our own spiritual and personal growth, it feels kind of more in control, if that makes sense. We can feel like our life is really, really difficult when all these things are happening to us and, you know, maybe we've never looked at personal growth, although if you're listening to this podcast, I don't think that's the case. But, you know, like it can seem like it's a lot for someone. And if they've never processed a single thing in their life, if that makes sense. So I think taking control and reflecting on these things can make our path a little bit smoother. However, you might have heard the term Earth School, right? So we're here on Earth and it's not always going to be easy and we're going to face difficulties. So I hope that example gives a little bit of an idea of like the benefit of doing spiritual growth work and personal growth work and energy healing before trying, whilst being pregnant, basically before a kid arrives, because we can start to heal this stuff. So that is definitely one aspect of where this can help. The one thing that, of course, people are most keen to probably hear about is how can energy healing help you get pregnant? Can it help you get pregnant? The answer is yes, it can. As I said, nothing is ever a guarantee. You know, I work with energy healers, like colleagues, who primarily do a lot of work with cancer patients, for example. And they've said that like the role in that is to open up the healing and set the intention for it, but it is absolutely up to that person and their soul as to what path they want to go on and their willingness to receive it. But in saying that, again, it is not your fault if you try and do acupuncture and you try and do IVF and you try and do energy healing and it doesn't work for you. So nothing is ever your fault. But it is absolutely something that you can use as a standalone. So before you even try any interventions like IVF, some of my clients have definitely used energy healing, got pregnant, no problem. Other people use it in conjunction with IVF and it is fine to do both. So what can occur in an energy healing session when someone is trying to get pregnant is I will do what I call a health scan, which is something that I can do with clients, whether it's fertility or not. And I do that on them and their partner. Their partner doesn't have to be in the room. I can read people that aren't in session. So for example, if you were arguing with your partner, I just need the partner's name or their initial to pull in their energy and then I can read them. So same thing, I will do a health scan on you and I will do a health scan on your partner to see if there's anything that's within your control that you can shift. So sometimes I might see certain foods and I always suggest that you run this past your doctor and all of those kinds of things because I'm not a medical practitioner, but I just present the information that I'm seeing. Some of the other things, for example, sometimes I've seen that that person's partner is smoking and that is actually what's causing either the whole issue or part of the issue. So you can see where doing this health scan, we can pull up some things that are within your control. You know, and sometimes it might even be like I do a scan on the like the uterus and I just see is like everything flowing properly. Is there maybe like a hormonal balance? So then it's something for that person to kind of look at and consider. So that's where that kind of comes in. And then in terms of the healing aspect, I use a lot of different techniques. So some of them are like shamanic techniques, which I know like the word that sounds kind of more scary than it is, but honestly, you wouldn't even know that I'm doing it. So I'm doing that. I'm doing like clairvoyant energy techniques. I could use like light, all the different techniques that I use when I do energy healing. I basically just like assess the person and do the scan, see whether there's anything within their control, and then do the energy healing on my part to clear out anything to give you the best possible chance of getting pregnant. So some of the stuff that can arise in an energy healing is clearing the energy that isn't yours out of your system. So this is what I would do in an energy healing full stop. But where does this play a part when it comes to fertility and women's health? So what I am looking at is, yes, you as like a whole energetic being. So what kind of energy is in there that isn't yours, that is from your past, that is like Not helpful energy. That's just how I'll phrase it. So, what could this energy be, right? So when I'm looking at someone and there's energy there that I'll just say is like not helpful energy, this is when we have stuck emotions, you know, past, like, let's say lower vibrational energy. So like anger, hate, sadness, grief, like all of these kinds of things that I would be clearing. Sorry, I'm making this weird noise every time I move with my thing. And actually the cat needs to get out. So hold for 1 second. Okay, I'm back. So yeah, what I was saying is that in an energy healing session, full stop, we're clearing out that energy, right? That is unhelpful and that is, you don't need it anymore, right? So when we don't process emotions from the past, they kind of sit there until we clear them. So in the energy healing session, we will process your past. Sometimes, and this is only if you're open to it and only if it arises, sometimes it's like a past life situation. So one example of that I'll give of my own is that I realized that I had a past life situation where I lost a baby or like had a baby taken from me. So that was where I had to clear that past life energy that was connected to my present life in order to release that fear so that it wasn't holding that energy that was not relevant to my current life. So again, I never do anything that someone's uncomfortable with or talk through. So everything's really like guided as we move through the session. So that's one example. But then there's other like your current life and real life examples. And this is where like women's health can come into play, right? So if you think about your, like, where is the baby going to be living for 9 months? You can kind of think of it like a nursery, right? Like a physical nursery that you would set up and you make sure that it's, you know, nice and it's free of toxins. And then, you know, there's like nice toys in there and nice smells and it's really clean. And, you know, you're going to throw out, you know, some old furniture that was in there that you've been hanging on to for years, but you don't need it anymore, right? So I'm painting a picture here. I feel like when I do this work, it's similar because it's like, is there any ex-boyfriends hanging around in this space that we don't need to be in there anymore? Is there energy toward those ex-partners that doesn't need to be in there anymore? Is there, you know, grief or loss or unprocessed energy there that we can clear out? Is there, for example, you know, tying into the women's health thing, when we have really, really painful periods or, you know, even when our periods, like it's probably more so like a younger thing, have stopped us from, you know, activities like having fun, you know, going swimming, depending on, you know, whether you were comfortable using tampons when you were younger and you couldn't swim, or did it stop you from playing sport or going to events, or was the pain so bad that then the energy we have toward ourselves as women having to experience this and, you know, the reproductive system can sometimes be the energy of hate. So every single month we're sending hate into this area, right? So that's where some of that energy can be creating this, these ailments and stuff. So that's another thing that we can clear and work on. So like what is arising in that space? What can we see? So, yeah, that's some of the energy that we will clear out. And I don't want to let any of that scare you because it is like so easy in a way to clear it. And some of the stuff just might take, you know, some reflecting on your end, some journaling, you know, some sitting there and every month sending love into that space that perhaps hasn't been getting treated as well as it could. So there's so many aspects to it and every situation will be unique. So everyone I deal with is often common thread. So some of the things that I've talked about today, but then your particular situation and your history and your past is going to be unique to you. You might be conscious of what some of those past experiences and feelings are, and you want to bring them to me and we clear them, or you might not be conscious of them and then I will bring them up. But again, it's all very gentle and it's all very much with your permission, and it isn't scary and it's totally possible to clear it out. So this is definitely something where it's within your control that we can look at this and clear it out. And then, as I said, it's like making the nursery inside of you like beautiful and loving and warm and accepting, and this place where, you know, the baby's going to grow for the 9 months, or it's actually 10 months, isn't it? I think technically. So I just wanted to see. Yeah, I think that's almost really it. I'm sure you're probably going to have questions after this, so you can always reach out, hello@louisefitzgerald.com.au, and email me, and my website is louisefitzgerald.com.au. And also on there, you can have a look at my energy healing page, and, you know, there's a little bit more information there to help you understand kind of how it can work. But it absolutely isn't scary. I'm just trying to think of like if you've ever had acupuncture or even counseling in a way, like it kind of is like a merging of those two things whereby we talk about what you're facing and we help you process it. And in those conversations, we're actually clearing the energy, we're releasing the energy. And then I just do some techniques where I'm just sitting there quietly and doing some things that I either explain to you or I don't explain to you, depending on whether I think it's helpful. And yeah, I think it's just like such a nice thing to do, as I said, like even if it's just like a women's health situation, because our body really does absorb and keep that energy that we don't process. And I think for women and women's health, it's so loaded. Like, as I said, every single month we have a complicated relationship, some of us with, or, you know, as the more and more people I talk to, it's like most of us have a complicated relationship with our reproductive system. And, you know, I haven't met anyone that doesn't have a past, you know, and a lot of us have shitty ex partners or difficult situations. And, you know, sometimes even deeper, there's trauma there too. So all of this stuff is totally manageable. And I think it's just such a beautiful gift we can give ourselves to clear that space, to send love to ourselves, whether we're trying to get pregnant or not. You know, I think it's just like clearing out that energy. There is, you know, even on top of this, there's that ancestral layer. And that's, you know, that runs so deep, like beyond our current experience, which, you know, isn't where it should be in terms of women's health. Then there's what was our mother's experience? What was their, you know, their sister? So our auntie's experience, what was my grandmother's experience? And I don't know about you, but my family history, for sure, like anyone that is older than me, it's not like my experience was easy, and anyone that was older than me was like more difficult than the next. And so yeah, there's so much there that we do carry generation to generation, which we also can clear. And so that's that other aspect too of like the physical body, I suppose, and the emotions and the potential trauma. But then there's also just that other layer of like wanting to decide whether to become a parent or not, or whether you can become a parent or not, and then looking at that path ahead and wanting to do it differently to how your parents did it, and wanting to have a different experience to how your parents did it. And that's loaded too. So some of the stuff that we go through is like coaching and clearing out that path so that we can clear out our parents' energy and our grandparents' energy from our space and create a new path forward for ourselves first and foremost, and then the family that we want to create. So yeah, I've just kept going there at the end there, but of course if you have questions, let me know. If there's more that you want me to dive into on this topic, let me know, as it was really, really popular on Instagram when I asked for a vote as to what people wanted me to cover. So yeah, I hope it was comprehensive enough, but by all means, I will do another follow-up episode. So yeah, let me know. Share this with a friend who's also going through their own experience, or they might have women's health issues, fertility, you know, they're on their fertility journey, their pregnancy journey, because I think that this is something that would really benefit them too. So thanks for listening, and I will chat to you on the next episode.